This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The US markets rebounded from Friday's losses. The Dow was up 0.7%. The Nasdaq ended in the green with a gain of 1.3% on Monday. And that is driving a rebound across the Asian markets and suggesting the SGX Nifty will have a gap up opening after 2 days of losses. That said, the street is going to watch the updates coming out of China and the COVID situation there, because there are fears of Beijing going into a potential lockdown because they have announced mass testing. The fears of a demand slowdown, which will consequently happen, you know, on the back of China lockdowns and the higher US interest rates denting economic growth, are hurting crude prices. So Brent crude prices slumped 5% to $102 per barrel, and the US 10-year yield also eased to levels of 2.8%. For our own markets, while there will be a bit of a gap up opening, keep your eye out on whether this gap up sustains. The key level to watch on the way down will be a 19th April low, 16,824. That was the recent low on the Nifty. If that is breached, perhaps it opens the downside for, you know, lower levels. And one of the factors to watch is the FI selling. FIs have sold 3,300 crore in the cash market, while the DIIs have bought 1,870 crore. Big day in terms of earnings: Bajaj Finance, HDFC Life Insurance, United Breweries, AU Small Finance Bank, Tata Coffee, KPIT will be reporting numbers, and Campus Activewear IPO in terms of the primary market will also be opening up for a subscription today. With that, I'm going to wrap up on this podcast. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.